Okay, gentlemen, Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Seif Beis. Tonight we shall be learning Mitzvah Hashem, a little bit more of the halachas of kibbuy extinguishing on Yom Tov. Today we're going to be discussing the halacha of at page 264. Lehatu is haneir kidei leharchik Hashem min apsilo shulchan aruch, says top of the line. Okay, so this is as follows. We know what we've learned so far is extinguishing in itself is a melacha. To extinguish a flame on Yom Tov is a melacha. Now we've learned also that if it's for the sake of Oichel Nefesh, it's actually permitted. So the typical example, which we actually didn't explain yesterday so much, but a typical example would be if you discussed it previously, if your food is burning because this flame is too strong and it's not fueled by electricity, so it's just a proper flame, a gas flame. So to decrease in such an instance the flame in order for not to burn, that is a prime example of kibbuy letzoyrech oichel nefesh, which is permitted. So extinguishing is a melacha, but like any other melachas, which is oichel nefesh, it's permitted. You like to cook. Cooking is a melacha. But if it's for oichel nefesh purpose, for physical, for food, so you're allowed to cook, make a fire on Yom Tov, because you're for oichel nefesh. Similarly also, kibbuy extinguishing for food purpose is permitted. So if the flame is just too strong and you're going to burn the food, you can decrease it in order not to burn the food. Right. Now, however, extinguishing, which is not oichel nefesh, will be also just extinguishing. So the topic discussed yesterday was, what about if you're wasting a lot of money, if it's costing you a lot of money? You've got the extreme case, the radical case, discussion on Chanoch, what if your whole kitchen is going to chalila, burn down, and it's going to cost you a fortune to redecorate it? So here the halach is, as long as there's no sakonos nefosh, nobody's in danger, you may not extinguish, according to Shulchan Aruch, the fire, because it's not oichel nefesh. And therefore, melacha, over there, it's a melacha, and extinguishing remains a melacha on Yom Tov. If it's oichel nefesh, it's permitted. But if it's just saving money, protecting property, for monetary benefit, you're not allowed to extinguish. The Ramah, however, said, well, ultimately, if you've got nowhere to eat, food, and everything burns, and everything is ruined, then you can't eat. So, because of oichel nefesh reason, ultimately, it's going to be permitted. Right. Now, see, base in page 264 goes into the following scenario. Not cooking, but extinguishing. We're talking about the light now. Remember those years that light was before electricity? What was his name? The one who light bulbs?
Edison.
Newton?
No.
Edison, all right, okay. So, page 264. Lehato is aneir, to bend the lantern. Kede leharchik Hashem min apsila. So imagine you've got this lantern which has got oil, and you've got the wick. Yeah, so you want to now bend the lantern to distance the oil from the wick, thereby extinguishing the flame. Are you allowed to do that or not? So the point being, you're not physically extinguishing the light by pouring water or something like that. Rather, you're distancing the oil, you're tilting it in a way that the oil goes in one direction whilst the wick is elsewhere. So that's indirectly extinguishing. Nevertheless, I'm repeating the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Lehato is aneir, to bend the candle lantern, kidei in order, lehachik, to distance, Hashemen, the oil, min apsila, from the wick, chashiv, is considered kibui, it's considered extinguishing, ve'osun is also. Why is it also? Why is it also? Yeah, it's extinguishing. What did you say?
It's not oichel nefesh,
and therefore it's also. V'chein similarly, also likach psilo mineir adoluk, afilo litno b'neir acher. What you also won't be able to do is can also likach psilo mineir adoluk. You've got a burning candle, and you're taking this wick. And you're taking the wick out, and now you're going to do that without burning your hand. But imagine it's a long wick or a stiff wick or something that you can easily take out. Pardon?
Take the wick.
Yeah. Yeah, or something like that. That's right. So you take the minera dolik from a burning light, and you're taking it away from the oil. So you're just taking the wick out of the oil. Even if you're actually going to put this and place this in a different oil container, it's also, why is it also? Why may I not take the burning wick out of the oil? Absolutely, that's well put. You're reducing the fuel source. You're taking it, and it's now not going to burn so long anymore. So that's also sharei, because when you're taking out miyadu mechabe oiso, you're really extinguishing it. You're limiting its fuel, and therefore you're ultimately extinguishing it. What you are allowed to, that's very interesting. Would you have guessed the following halacha? If you've got an oil container where there is already a wick which is burning, would you be allowed to put an additional wick inside it which is going to burn and therefore burn out the fuel quicker? Would you be allowed to do that? Say, for instance, you want darkness. The light is, so you want to go to sleep, as simple as that, and the light is bothering you. I never actually experienced this when I go to bed, but I just fall asleep. But imagine a very reasonable scenario: it's just too light and too bright, and you want to kind of switch the light off, and there's fuel there. And now you know if you keep the wick there, it's going to take an hour or two still. If you put two wicks, it's going to take probably half an hour. You add another wick there for the fuel to burn quicker. Would you be allowed to do that or not? Mutter. So the halacha is that it's permitted. Why is it permitted?
It's increasing the light.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not extinguishing it, really. Yeah, which is fine. Yeah. Mutter lahos, if psilo is l'neir doile, kidesh yaver harbe, it burns more and quicker. Ve'ichabe, ve'ichbe meiro, and it will burn, it will extinguish quicker.
You see, because you don't really want the havara.
Yeah. Yeah. But nevertheless, that's the chiddush here. Because you are getting more light. And
you don't really want the more light.
Yeah. Ultimately, yeah. Yeah, I hear. See what the Mishnah Berurah says over here? Mishnah Berurah makes a bit of a qualifying condition over here. Now Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yuddal, let's go back a little bit. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yuddal Choshev Kibbutz, it's considered extinguishing. And certainly you wouldn't be allowed, going back to the earlier case, you may not draw some of the oil, take the oil away, you may not take the oil away from the burning container. Why not? That is kibbutz, right? If you take away the oil, that's certainly awesome. So that's a discussion. Says the kevin shemesim shemem me'at me'aneh. Since you take a little bit of the oil away, haridezek ke oiroy k'tzas. The k'tzas where is it k'mechabe. Now the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that by taking,
if I need it for oichel nefesh,
that would be fine then. Oh no, to take the oil for zechna. No. There's still. No, I think that would be an interesting question. I would assume. What do you think? I would assume that it is considered indirect as far as the
kibbutz.
Yeah. Okay. Now the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yudches, a bit further down, goes into the question: why would you be allowed to put two wicks in there? So Sifkot Yudches tells v'chabe me'ayim b'vir alochad im mechaven shich be'oiro. Lovely kul almu. If my pure intention is to add an additional wick in order to extinguish quicker, it's not so simple that it's permitted. That's actually a discussion later. It could be that one should be stringent in that. That's not so posh. If you're not benefiting from the light, you're not gaining anything from the light, you're purely adding another wick. Just, you don't care about the light, you just want the light to go off ASAP. It's not so poshut. However, if you're enjoying the light, for this half an hour that you have the light, you enjoy the light, you benefit from that, you get something out of it, in such an instance it will be permitted. Okay, Siv Gimel goes into the wax, which is probably more common nowadays. Seif Gimel. Neir shel Shavu. If you've got a wax candle. Shiroitze le'adlika b'yom tev. You want to light a wax candle on Yom Tov. V'chos lov shel Yisarif kulei. We have no idea. We cannot even imagine the poverty of previous generations. We cannot even imagine that wax had value. Have you tried to save wax? Have you ever thought that people were... Yeah? I think it's quite unimaginable nowadays. So they saved the wax. So say, on Yom Tov, you've got... You realize that the candle that is burning, you simply, you've got that big, imagine a larger candle, which is made out of wax, which you have for light. You don't need the light anymore now. You want to save the wax. You can easily save the wax. And you want to just purely cut off or take off some of the wax to be economical, to save. Would you be allowed to break off, cut off, take off the wax for...
While it's burning.
While it's burning.
And cut off the bottom of the candles then.
Yeah.
On the basis that you can't turn the gas down to save...
You're saying, no, you can't, because ultimately you're extinguishing for... It's for saving. So fine, so...
No,
you can't. Yeah. So it's you can't. So, right, now, let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. Interesting. Yeah, it's basically the same. Let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. So there's a bit of a difference to wax, which is as follows. Neir shel Shavu, wax candle. Sheroitze lehadlikoi b'yom tev, which you want to should be burning on Yom Tev. V'chosolov, and you are, chosolov, you are, what's that? Chosolov, how should you translate chosolov?
Lacking,
missing.
You want to spare,
that's it, yeah. Chosolov shalei soif kulu, you don't want everything to be burning because you just want to save the expense of burning unnecessary wax. Yochai litin svivoi, what you are allowed to do is as follows. You can put around the wax. Kodim shidlakenu, before it's burning, you could put around the wax dovo, an item, something hamoneh b'itself, which is going to protect it from burning. Be'inyan, in a way shechabek shegir l'sham, when he reaches there, it's going to extinguish the fire. Now, water is not a good example, but just to get the idea. Imagine, water is not a good example, I just want to bring out the concept. We're going to see some waters, might be an exception, but imagine you've got a large candle which goes up, and you're worried about, you don't need the whole candle to burn down, it's a waste. So now, to cut it off, to break it off, whilst it's burning, you may not. As you said, you're extinguishing for monetary saving, that you can't do that. But how about you take this large candle and you place it, say, in a sink which is half full with water. Now what's going to happen, if you get it right, what's going to happen is once it reaches that water level, if you work it out well, what's going to happen is it's going to get extinguished by the water which is going to flow and extinguish the water. Would you be allowed to do that? The point being, what? Why is this different than cutting off the wax? It's happening in Mele. Goma. It's in Goma. It's indirect. So, do you think you can or you cannot? You know what? Think about sand. Sand, perhaps, if sand has to be very, I don't know, with sand, it depends if it's wet, not wet. If it's a very kind of fine kind of sand, it may work as well, right? But once it reaches that, sand is going to cover and extinguish the fire. That kind of scenario, that kind of concept. So, are you allowed to do that or not? You think that it's goma? What would you say, goma? You see that?
Does goma make
it? Not always, but in this scenario, what would you say?
I mean, it's not as
goma,
but it doesn't mean it's
goma. Right, so you're saying that despite the fact that it's goma, we don't always categorically allow gomas. Then that perhaps should be still also. Yeah, what would you say? Would you feel extinguishing Yom Tov through an indirect method?
Not sure.
So the Shulchan Aruch allows it. Yochalit in Tzviva. Let's look at the words again. You may place around it, Tzviva around it, Koidim Shilekin, before you light it, Dovo, something, Hamoneh Amel Yisrael, which is going to stop it from burning. Pe'inyin in a way, Sheikhabe, it's going to get extinguished, Sheikhil Hashem, when he reaches there. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch actually allows it. It's permitted. Mishnah Wins, if got new tests, tells us straight away that in third line from the top, also certainly to cut it off with scissors, to cut off half the wax, the bottom part, that's certainly forbidden. That we're cutting into two halves. Because that's within the category of tikkun mone, that is a fixing of the. You're fixing it, and that would be also. Yeah, and that's also. So again, if you've got this large wax, you're cutting it in half, taking the bottom out, that's certainly also. The Shulchan Aruch does allow, however, if it's indirectly, the sand or the water, anything like that, will cover it up, and thereby extinguishing the light, that's permitted. Mishnah Berurah, have gotten base goes right into your point, Rabbi Tepa. And although we pass in Hilchos Shabbos in Shin Lamed Daled, the gram kibush shori, that gram kibush is permitted. Hainu, that is, sheim dahainu sham sheinu yoda sheinu negiah b'davar doluk ein sham. There, it's not touching the burning item. Avol hakan negiah b'shayvo here. It's worse because the sand is actually physically touching the wax. Shemuchen is kulad la'adlokah because it's ready to burn. Lachain, therefore, he said that it's not so poshut. But nevertheless, it's permitted. He just said that there's an element of here that should be more stringent. Yes, ultimately, Shulchan Aruch allows it. But gram of here, it's a very direct gomma. It's going to happen inevitably. And therefore, it's a bit more stringent. But nevertheless, he allows it. Having said that, the Mishnah Berurah paskens if cotton chav, the amachmirim who are more stringent than that. But the Mishnah Berurah again, he does allow it. And you know that's going to blow it out. What would you say? It's more direct. If you know it's going to, it's ruach matsuya. You know it's going to blow. If it's a sofek. Yeah.
But the question is, why is this not secret here?
Because so that's the question as to whether this is a concept of gomma by psikesha. Now, for some reason, gomma doesn't go into the discussion of psikesha. So, for some reason, it's a general question and a global discussion. Gomma doesn't go into psikesha. Gomma is anyway okay. It's a very large discussion in Achronim. Now, your point of view, you're saying that if the window is open and you think that it's worse. It's better or worse? What did you say? What do you think, gentlemen? The window. If it's a psikesh, it's also. Yeah, you may not. If you know it's going to get extinguished, you may not. You may not place candles in your...
Open the window on Shabbos. While it's burning. Yeah. Well, same thing after...
Interesting. What do you mean, on Shabbos? That's what Shabbos says over here. Oh, what do you mean, on Shabbos what? Yes.
Yeah, I'm not.
And whether you're on Yom Tov, are we allowing it?
Probably not.
The door scenario would be also on Yom Tov as well.
Yeah.
Because this is in.
Opening window doesn't mean that the candle's going to burn out. It depends on the conditions.
It's not.
Then windows can be open and it's not a problem.
As opposed to V8, inevitably it's going to happen. I hear. Yeah. Okay, just to summarize what we learned this evening, gentlemen, we spoke about bending the lantern, which thereby extinguishing the fire is also, similarly also taking the oil away, all that would be also because ultimately you're extinguishing, and again, extinguishing, kibui, if it's not for food, it's also. We also learned that adding candles, wicks, into the oil is fine. With regards to the wax, cutting wax off is also, however, if you are trying to save, if you want to save the wax, what you may do is just putting in a place where it's going to get uncovered, and therefore by grammar, extinguishing the light, that's permitted. Okay, gentlemen, Wish you a very good evening and see you tomorrow. Mitzvah Hashem.